This is the continuing the VCD Satsang translation of Pujaniruma. This is on the 30th of November. On the morning of 30th of November, this is important VCDs of Niruma are being played, and this is a translation in English of Pujaniruma, and she is talking about doership now and the illusion of doership. Even if he is doing good satsang, he will say, I am doing it with the grace of Dada, and that is the subtle, very subtle doership. There is a sense, even these thoughts and these words are discharging, but he believes that I am doing them. And that is the illusion. The taped record is playing. The record that was taped in the last life is playing, but he believes that he is doing it. There is a constant sense at a very subtle level that I am doing all of this and I am doing it so well. This never leaves, even at the very subtle level. And then as he is leaving, he will very subtly ask, how did he like it? How did he like it? He will try to get some validation from somebody. Then the other person has to reply, yeah, it was excellent. It was very good. Oh, he'll say, it was so good. It was so good. This is the illusion of doership. Such intense illusion. And so he will taste then the sweet juice of doership from the compliment that he just received. And then the intellect will take the decision. The intellect will make the decision. The intellect makes the decision on the basis of vyavasthit. But intellect, the SCE is letting one person make a decision. However, the owner of the intellect will say, I made the decision. These people do not have such intellectual abilities, and such intellectual abilities or such abilities to make such fine decisions. Whereas I can look at it from all angles, and in this particular point, Niruma is discussing with Niruma, and that the intellect is making that decision, and then recognize that it is on the basis of the. Then and now Dimple is saying that I have another illusion that I'm not doing this thinking, but it is my inner awareness, this inner intuitive awareness that is letting me make these decisions, and therefore he is still hangs on by saying that it is my intuitive awareness. I somehow am giving credence to the use of the intellect. Is it not which bypasses the need to accept that it is the SCE that is making it happen? When you say it is SCE that is making it to happen, then you are free from the any sense of doership. However, all other subtle evidences will make you bind to the sense of doership. Niruma responds by saying that yes, by saving all of this money and try to save it from, by being so economical, the intellect will become so sharp, it will say that it will do it all. Yes, the intellect will help you all of these things, but it is the sense of awareness. It is the awareness of the knowledge which should let you see that it is all happening as a part of evidences, and that there is no, there should not be sense of any attachment that I did it. Dimple Bhai says that it is, I can see that it is automatically happening. I don't have to worry about profit and loss. But Niruma says, with reference to money, I have to kind of delve over it for half an hour. Should I spend it this way or should I spend it this way? But you can see it as it is. The moment you look at it, you can see whether we need to go in that direction with reference to financial expenses or not. And so the Niruma says that intellect has been developed so much and it has become natural. And he says, yes, I don't have to count. It has really had so much training in that direction. And yet that intellect also is looking for resolution, is it not? Ask Niruma. It's how does it take intellect? Always seeks resolution apart from seeking profits in worldly life. It wants to resolve itself, and so it resolves itself. It comes to a resolution. It subsides when it can find some faults with others. So if you find that it is, if you say that in the worldly ignorant state, they say that it is the fault of others, whereas for those who are the enlightened Mahatmas of Dada Shri, the way to kill the intellect, the way to quell the intellect, the way to subside the intellect and to pray, the way to bring resolution to the intellect is to really tell it that is SCE that is the doer, not you, my dear madam intellect. You are not the doer within. There is no doer in all of these things. It is SCE that is the doer. Nobody is the doer in here. Yesterday, she says, somebody asked yesterday, says Niruma, are we not one of the evidences of SCE? Are we not one of the evidences in SCE? Therefore, are we not doers? I may be one of the naimittik or the instrumental evidence, therefore am I not the doer? And so this is how even the intellect wants to creep in SCE. But that is not the way we need to approach it. It is, when you say you are an evidentiary doer, then you should not be concerned with it in any sense of the word. It is just one of the evidences, is it not? It is a nimit. There is a lot of difference between the word nimit and the karta or the doer. Karta, naimittik karta. There is a lot of difference between nimit and naimittik karta. You are not an evidentiary doer. That is a sense of the knowledge. It is the vision. It is the vision of the sun that he says that this one was one of the evidences. But by saying that I am an evidentiary doer, you are essentially getting involved in that. So you should say that I am just a nimit. I am just an evidence. At least that Shuddha's was one of the evidence only, or Jeff's is one of the evidences only, not really anything else. As if by studying SCE as he is meant to, when you see that you are one of the evidences, then the evidence can never be called a doer. Niruma says there is no independent doer. There is one an evidentiary doer only. There is no independent doer. If in a cup of tea, if tea was the doer, then you would know that. So really, your doership is not there. You are never a doer until you have a karta bhav, an intent of doer. It is not an intention. The word bhav has a very difficult meaning in translation in English. Bhav means it's really just an intent, a subtle intent, a subtle sense. The subtlest sense of doership is called the bhav. That is, there is an intent associated in intention, intent associated with it. Anyway, so it is just an illusion, really. You are, so if you can escape from the clutches of SCE, when you say, when you even rise above the evidence of the doership, says Niruma, so the first illusion is that I am Jeff. That is the first illusion. Instead of saying that I am absolutely pure soul, you are really now going in the sense of the relative, is it not? You're just going in the other direction. But to call it that it's happening to me is the illusion. And that is the first illusion. That I am Shuddha, I am Vinod, that I am Jeff, I am Nada, I am Patrick, that is the first illusion. And then illusion number two is? The second illusion is that it is happening through SCE, but you might say that, but the second illusion is that I am the doer in this. And so whenever something good happens, he says, I did it. And then when something wrong happens, he'll say, they did it, or she did it, or he did it. So sometimes he wants to do a lot of it, but then he... So then why don't you say that I'm not the doer when you really cannot do something? You, when something happens according to your will, your intent, your insistence, etc., or your subtle sense of pleasure in doing it, you'll say, I did it. And then the third level of illusion is that I am this, and then the illusion multiplies in countless different directions. And recognize that this illusion is temporary too, is it not? It is not a non-going illusion. It is a temporary illusion. So this is all constantly changing. If as long as he's young, he'll say, I'm a youth, I'm not married. And of course, as long as young, he's constantly involved in issues of having a companion. And sooner or later, he'll end up with a companion. And then he gets married. And then he is in the sphere of marriage. And then the illusion of being single leaves, and then the illusion of the marriage, I am married, takes over. I have observed, she says, that in weddings, we attend weddings to give blessings. Now people have less. He says, we now have learned that we just want to get married, and we do not want a priest, we do not want the fire, we do not want all these rituals. We just want you, Niruma, to be the priest, to be the Gaur Maharaj, the Maharaj who gets us married. So sometimes we go, we just would like to have a photograph of Dada, Shri and Nimsimha Swami, and he in the presence of... And Dimple Bhai says that, Niruma, if you are the Gaur Maharaj, if you are the one there, but then will not they have the, they will not have the illusion. So, no, he says, Niruma says, when I get them married, then they know that because Niruma got us married, we can never have a divorce. So that's how she is looking at it. So I go to the wedding where there is a guy on one side, the girl on the other side, and one side is the bridegroom, and the bride on the other side, on the left side, and then she's saying, she's describing the scene, and then and the bridegroom is so much informed, he is, and she is also so excited. But the Anwar, the friend of the bridegroom, he has got so much illusion. He thinks that he is getting married to the guy, the associate, the fellow who is helping the bridegroom. If you look at his expression, he will think like he is about to get married. So this is the nature of the illusion. So the illusion takes over on the people who are on the stage also, as if they themselves are getting married too. And there are two ladies who came to America. They wanted to, they came here. And the younger one was single, the older one was married. And the younger one had come after a very long time. And the one who was married, she brought her mother-in-law for the jatra. So the three of them were living together, and they'll live together. And so all the three of them, we used to go shopping, etc., all over. And so we were in the jatra, and even in the jatra, the three of them were together: the single one, the married one, and her mother-in-law. But in that process, the single one had so much illusion take over. The unmarried one used to say, look at my mother-in-law, hey lady, you're not even married and you have taken over the mother-in-law. This is the nature of the illusion that tends to spread over. So the world, of course, is the illusion is, but the illusion has very subtle ways of taking over your presence and negating your P capital presence and making you the worldly self and making you revolve in the atmosphere of the worldly self only. The nature of the illusion is that by very nature and definition it is the one that covers you up. So Niruma continues, supposing people have put all garlands over me, so I lift up one of those garlands and say, who made this beautiful garland? She says, I made it. Now, immediately he'll say, I made it. So that is the nature of the illusion. So automatically the illusion arises that I did it. You should have the inner understanding that it is he did it. But there is nothing wrong by releasing your hand by saying I did it. However, there should be the inner awareness that it happened, or it was made by this non-self complex. Yes, the original sense of doership has left. However, and then you know that is we have a sthit scientific circumstantial evidence is the doer. However, but at the discharge level, the discharge ego, there are three levels of discharging ego: the subtler, the subtle, and the gross. The subtler discharge ego takes over, and it takes over because that has not been touched by the other Shri in the Gnanvidhi. And then yes, a little bit later the awareness will creep in. It says, hey, wait a minute, Jeff, you didn't do it, it is SC who did it. But that is good if there's such awareness comes in. But if the awareness has gone too much, then even that may not come in. And so if you lose the awareness that SC is a doer and not, and that I am the doer, then the illusion, that is the illusion, is it not? SCE Agna 3 is there for you to dispel and to shatter this illusion that is in front of you. So this is at a very subtle level, and this is the science, this is the Vignan, and then this is the exact science of how the illusion arises. And you, are the S capital self. It is so subtle, it is beyond all of these evidences, and you should know that who you are, and that, but yet you get carried away, swept away in this illusion which covers the rest of the worldly people. You should not let it happen to you, Y capital and Y capital in both instances of the sentence. You should not, you the awakened one, should not let it happen to you. And then it goes into the insistent sense of I-ness, I-dashness. It is only when the Gnani shows it to you, that's when you really come into it. It is when the Gnani shows it. So they recognize that having attained this knowledge of the self, you need to really be extremely aware of the separation of the doer versus you, the non-doer, and the you, the knower, and keeping that separation is critical to proceed further on the path of liberation. Why do you say you did it? You are not the doer, and by the same token, the other person is not the doer either. And of course, when somebody compliments you or you, then that's when you really get into serious difficulties. Recognize that it is, you recognize the one who is enjoying the compliment and remain separate. So Niruma gives a beautiful smile now, looks at people. And this is the way this world is. The doership creeps in very slowly. As long as there is existence of the discharging ego, it is going to continue to keep its role of, if you can become the knower of the discharged ego, which believes that I am the doer, then if you can remain the knower and the seer of the mind, the intellect, the chit, and the discharging ego, and you can become the knower, the external work is going on, all the work external is going on beautifully, there is nothing to be done. It is, you can be the knower of the discharging ego, that who is assuming a sense of doership. But in fact, really, it is happening automatically. When life is discharging in front of you through these thoughts, speech and actions and through these five senses, there is zero doership completely. There is no doership of anybody at all. The doer was separate. The real doer is at the time of charging in the past life. And so in this charge, in that which is discharging and dissipating, if you say, even at a very subtle level through the subtlest doership, if you say, I am doing it, then you are supporting it, and then by saying that I am doing it and I am supporting, you are supporting it, so it doesn't dissipate it. In fact, it continues to be sustained. And so if you move away from there, then it will lose its impact and it will just fall off. And this is the A capital awareness, which is so critical, that in that which is discharging in this current life, really there is no doer. There is no doer either in your level, or there is no doer at the level of all those who are in front of you. But if you poke your finger in it, you will get burnt. There is no, it is the ball has been bouncing from, the bouncing of the ball started in the last life, but what you do is, because you tap it again from the top again in this life as it bounces, you are increasing the vibrations, you are increasing the number of the counts of the bouncing. So you should do not tap the ball again. The ball was let loose in the last life. This is at the very subtle level it is happening. Recognize the origin of it all. The origin starts off with this subtlest sense of I am the doer, or I did it, or he did it, or she did it. And this original illusion of yours has been shattered in the Gnanvidhi, because in the Gnanvidhi not only it is a fact that you receive the knowledge of who you, Y capital R, A-R-E, but also who is the real doer of this entire universe and the complexes that lie in this universe. There is no active doer. Everybody is it is at the passive level that this is often. These are all passive interactions between the matter and the energizing S capital self called Chetan. It is a combination of the two that have come in interaction with each other that creates a seemingly energized Pudgal or the non-self complex that is dissipating in this life only to be charged to have another one in the next life. This entire Brahmand, the universe, is filled with such energized complexes of all levels, at all sorts, with all complexities. There is no vacuum in this universe. It is filled with the self. Yes, the scientists have not found the self as capital in its all its glory as Dadashri has. And yes, there are infinite selves and infinite non-self complexes, and they are tightly packed. Even at very the subtlest level and at the sub-microscopic level in this universe, we cannot see them. But what happens is, there is the combination of the S capital and then the non-self complex. These, the Chetan and the non-self complex. This is the law of the sciences. When two elements come together, this is the law of science, a third element will arise which neither has the property of the original two components, and that is the extra new component that will arise. Just as you mix two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen, then there is a new vicious, an extra component, third element will arise. But in with reference to the S capital and the non-self complex, when they come together, a new these two are original elements. They never leave their original properties. They do not leave their original properties. The non-self complex does not leave its properties, and the self does not leave its own property. However, a new third thing, because they do not lose their original properties, that is why it is possible to separate the two, and the original property, the S capital, then is such that it can attain liberation in terms of its knowing state and its blissful state. Yes, and they have become a compound, but they have not become a compound. They have become a mixture, and the mixture therefore can be separated. This is the science, and the scientist has been able to see it. The ultimate spiritual scientist, our Gnani Purush Dattashri, has been able to see it exactly as it is, and is in the process of making us all see as capital as it is. She says, I'm just giving the simile of the non-self complex. There are the positive and the negative issues. When the positive and the negative come together, is there not a spark? Then there is light. She's giving another energy simile. You see, when the positive and the negative elements of in the non-self world come together, is there not a spark or electricity generated? There is no doer in that. It is just two poles of an electrical energy coming together. It creates a potential. And in the same way, when the non-self and the self comes in contact with each other, in close proximity with each other, there is no doer, independent doer in there. It is not a property of the non-self, and it is not the property of the self either. There is no doer. It is one. And it just becomes energized, and that energized complex, therefore, and the nature of the non-self complex is to fill an empty, to increase and decrease, to come together and dissociate. And the nature of the S capital is to just to be the pure, blissful knower, seer only. And Now, when he gains the L capital light of the self, and just so in the Gnanvidhi, after the Gnanvidhi, he gets the knowledge that it is all happening. In the dormant state, he will not know anything. However, when he attains comes into the human state, then the light. And then it is only as a human being that he is able to know that it is happening, but then at least he knows by intellectual understanding that it is really the non-self complex. It is by nature constantly changing, whereas the S is the unchanging eternal element. Yet he has not had the total awareness of it, the experience of it. He is able to realize this thing, he is able to know it intellectually, and then in the Gnanvidhi, of course, that becomes the experience of the one who has attained this light. Really, it is like this, and that is the self is the non-doer, S capital, and it is in the total blissful state only, whereas the non-self complex is really the doer. It is good, where all the non-self complexes come together and they dissipate, and they come together and dissipate, and they come together and dissipate, and it just this galan pullan, to come together is to galan, and to dissipate is to disintegrate and to kind of leave. And this is the eternal law of the non-self interaction. So that is called the sakriyata of the non-self complex. And then the knower it's the knower only of everything that is happening only. And the mixture of the two, the third element rises. It is called the ego. There are the ego. It appears that it is a mixture of the two. However, the aham, the ego, does not really belong to the S capital, nor is it part of the non-self complex. And so, but it takes on the properties of both, and he says, what does he say? The ego says, the middle one is the one who says, I am doing it, and it takes on a little bit of the doership. At the same time, it takes on a little bit of the knowership, and it says, I also know. So it takes a little bit of the S capital self also. And this is the illusion. It is the middle one who does not have any existence at all. It does not have any really any origin standing at all, and yet it claims a little bit of both of that, and it establishes its own empire which proliferates in to such huge proportions and creates such havoc in worldly life. And so it is a samipya bhav nibranti. Samipya means to come in across each other. Bhav is that intent that arises out of the illusion that happens when the two come together in front of other. It is when it comes across each other that the illusion arises, because the new intention has arisen out of the two coming together with each other. And this is where the beauty of Akram Vignan Gnanvidhi is, that the Gnani recognized this thing, was able to see it, and was in a very special manner and with such ease separated in 2 hours. So the knower becomes eternally separate from the doer, and never to be reconnected. You see, when you see a third element, the non-self complex has no difficulty, nor does the knower have any difficulty. But the one who has established a new realm, a new satta, it really gets into a lot of difficulties, and that is the interference. You are the pure blissful self. Does it matter whether the non-self complex associated with the ego does any good things or bad things? The knower is eternally in the blissful state only, never to be concerned about it, and yet you know, you have seen the ox that the oxen who pull pull, go round and round over a mill which is grinding castor oil seeds. Their eyes are covered, and so this, they go round and round and round and round. And this is the same way these human beings, they go life after life in cycles of ignorance, not knowing who they are. So they really just they have this false illusion that this world is this mind, this is my this thing, that is I, and my arises. Once I comes, then the my automatically attaches. This is the way this, and then the entire world arises, and pretty soon, very precious time, life passes away and goes into another life cycle processes without ever becoming aware of who is. These are all original six intents, six dravya, six matters, six eternal elements, and then the commutations and permutations are in, it's like taking, and so there is, and so in different phases arises, avastha arises as the six of them, the self, the non-self, the time, the matter, the space, and the inertia and the motion. Eternal components interacting with each other creates these are such that they interact in such a way that it creates a variety of multitudes, infinite different permutations and combinations that gives different phases and different evidences, seeming evidences at the relative level, which says this is it, and the one in illusion can see it like this. You have seen that kaleidoscope, have you not? If you put six little specks inside there, and then you keep on turning and you see it, you'll see so many variegated different forms in a kaleidoscope every time you show. So, but in our Akram Vignan, the knower has been separate. Akram Vignan. Yes, Akram Vignan, we have Jatra all over. We have Jatra at odd times. We go in winter to the Himalayas. And we dance on the snow also. And so we do everything everywhere. And we were in Switzerland, and we were dancing on the snow. We were doing garbas on the snow, says Niruma. And all the local Europeans and the Swiss people were looking at us and saying, what are these people doing? Why, what are they doing garbas on the snows of Switzerland? And Niruma had taken a jatra for a special jatra of people in Europe. They had gone over various countries in a quick whirlwind tour starting from England. And I believe it was in 1999. Anyway, so we had gone in a boat. What do we say? We were on the deck of the boat, and then they had a little microphone. All the Mahatma started singing Dada Vagona Simja Jekara, and the boat was going all around. The boat was going, nobody was interested in seeing. There were three. And the public from both sides, they were all looking at us, all the Westerners were looking at us, and they're saying, and those who were drinking their tea, they stopped drinking their tea. The cafe, the waiter, as he's pouring the tea, he also started dancing because we were dancing. Everybody's dancing Asim Jejekar Hope. This is the nature of this particular joy of this self-enlightened one, the enlightened ones. This is how it was happening. And then we came to one village, that the entire village came over to see at the banks of this particular river that we were crossing. So all of them were so excited about these people who were so natural in their singing and in their dancing. They never say bye bye. They were very hearty. They were really enjoyed our presence in Europe at that time. So you see, it's like the different designs. So there are different roles that come in front of us in life. It's like a kaleidoscope. And so now if you're intellectual one, if you start saying, who is the painter of all of this thing, I cannot see the one who has created such a variegated world of all kinds of colors and shapes and all kinds of situations. And therefore, because he cannot see the doer of it all, he will say, God must be the doer of it all. It is indeed God who is running this universe within it so many beautiful and magnificent ways. And therefore, this is how it starts. But this is not so. Because he cannot see the doer, but then the Gnani will say, and the Gnani will tease out, will open the other end of the kaleidoscope and say, look, what is that? This is nothing but there are three mirrors in there, and there have been placed in such an angle that. And there are six little pieces of little glasses of different colors, and then there are three mirrors been placed in such a way that the six pieces are revolving in kind of interesting manner. Every time you revolve, so this mirror's reflection gets reflected in the other one, this color gets reflected in the other one, and you see such kaleidoscopic variegated rolls that you can never count. They're beyond your imagination. And so this is how the six eternal elements interact with each other. The six eternal elements being the S capital self, the pure eternal soul, the matter, the non-self, the physical complex, which is the of the terrestrial world. Then there is time, there is space, there is motion, energy, and there is inertia, energy to stop the motion. And then this is of these the S capital self and the non-self complex are subject to changing. It is the seer who is overcome with the illusion, but there is no illusion for the one who can see it all in its exactness. So it is the wrong seer. It is the one with the intellect that if this is it. And he says the reason he believes that I am doing it, and therefore he gets caught up in it, says Dimple. He says it happens that I am doing it. I did it, and therefore it is happening. Okay, so now this is the end of satsang. End of satsang. There's going to be a break. Continuing the satsang. Dimple says that I feel like there is a very subtle sense that because I did it, that is why this design is so nice. Niruma says that is your problem. He says this, that you will not leave your doership. Next one. You have talked about the six eternal elements. Another question. But I see all of these colors, I can see these colors. It's a question on the six eternal elements. He's talking. He says everywhere it is six only, says Niruman. I have a cardiogram machine. Is there some kind of regularity in there? Is there? Just like an electrocardiogram, the cardiac rhythm which you kind of get on a strip of paper, is it not contrary? We know that that is just constantly going on. In the same way, don't you think that there is some kind of regularity with reference to the Atma, the Self, from. The one who is the doer will have no difficulty quickly looking. You know, what you're saying is that if a person, even though he's a doer, if he's totally surrendered, he will get this awareness of that you're talking about of the non-doer immediately, right? He says yes. The answer is yes. At the time, We say, suppose, so in discharge, at the time of discharge, if I say that Mahendra is doing it, or Jeff is doing it, or Jeff is doing it, then will the doership not get in? So Niruma says, if you are totally separate and are aware that only Jeff is the doer, and that if you do not get into the very subtle illusion that I am the doer, then you are fine. But if you, but if I have a certain sense of interest in Jeff is the doer, then will not the doership enter through the back door? Then Niruma says, whether Jeff screws up or whether Jeff does it well, there is simply no sense of I am the doer. That is the separation. But if you have a subtle interest in Jeff doing it correctly and Jeff not screwing it up, then there is the illusion. Is it not, says Niruma? So then the subtle doership will then creep in. Therefore, if you have the, instead of saying Mahendra is doing it, or if you say that Jeff is doing it, if you say SCE is the exact doer, then the illusion will never take you up. The illusion will never take over your difficulties. So if you really apply the agnas exactly, and if you, even the agnas have to be taken into exactness. The agnas have to be taken into exactness, then otherwise it will go into the very subtle subtle take agnan, which is really the use of the supports of the gnan, rather than to remain in knowledge K capital, the knowledge of the self capital. And then, you know, to say all of these things, that it is my good, when you say that it is my punya or my merit karma in operation, it is really a sense of a teka gnan. It is a sense of support, is it not? Because you, Vyavasthit is the doer, is way above the doer. The Vignan even says that even Mahendra is not the doer. The Vignan says that even Jeff is not the doer. There is no doer in here. This is the illusion. The very fact that is why Vyavasthit is the doer. To say V capital is the doer, and Deepak Niruma says that Dadarshi has never said that a single evidence is considered the doer. To really go into the exactness, that really there is no doer at all in here, is there? It is happening through that one evidence, is it not? But who is the doer here? Even God is not the doer, and nobody is the doer. It is simply just interacting. There is no doer at all here. There really is no doer when you really investigate it. It is just happening, including the one who says, I am doing it. He is not the doer. Niruma, when we bow down to you, we are actually bowing down to the pure soul within you. We are bowing down to you, so then where should... The pure soul does not, he says, will not pure soul sense doership when we bow down to you, Niruma? Niruma says, no, the self has got no sense of doership, and no sense of acceptance of any kind of doership, and no sense of acceptance of any kind of recognition that this is person is bowing down to me. Yes, we if anybody touches our feet, we look at his pure soul. Yes, if a prime minister comes here, we will make him sit on next to us, because he is important in worldly matters, is he not? In the eyes of the people who are also sitting down, he is an important person. Where is the tense? Where is the reason to taste any sense of doership? Where is the reason to really taste anything sweet? Niruma says, the one who has really taken up the feet of the Gnani and has really taken care of those for 20 years, there is nothing in the world that will dazzle her. There is nothing that will touch her. Yes, she comes here for satsang. She does the satsang, she will do the satsang. and she will share satsang. However, yes, Prime Minister doesn't come, but our Gujarat ministers do come here, and we respect them, and we take care of them with love. And they will say Niruma, Niruma, etc., etc. They will touch our feet, etc. We bless them, etc. However, but we have a connection of love only with them. We recognize that they love the world, they love Dada Shri, they love the beauty and the science of Dada, that's all. And when anger comes, supposing anger discharges, he says, how can we, it is discharging ego, so that how shall we take it so that it will not happen again, and how can we be natural? You just said, yes, the answer is the anger just happens, you are not doing it. Somebody says, don't do it, you cannot say, but you should not protect it. From within, the answer is, do not protecting it. Just happened. If your state is that it is simply happening, then really you are ahead. But yet, at a certain level, you should not protect it. You should not be. And if you do not, you should have some degree of remorse about it. And to the extent that it has hurt the other person, and therefore ask the other person, the relative self, Shuddha, Jeff, Nada, to do pratikraman for it. And so whenever you're free, when you're not bothered by any files, at that time you should be taking up this issue. Oh, I hurt that person. This was the hurt that was caused not by me, but it was happened through SCE, but it still happened. And therefore I need to have him do pratikram. When the sweet taste of doership arises, should I keep it separate, or should I taste it and then keep it separate? It is not up to us to stop the non-self complex tasting the sweet juice of devotion, says. But once he starts tasting it and it starts creating difficulties, that is when. But to taste the sweet of devotion is not ours. The one who is tasting is separate. You are only the knower of the one who is tasting it. But then at the same time, you have to say, you have to show him. Do you see where you are tasting it? And then make him see that who did it? Who is the real doer? Who did it all? Did you do it or somebody else did it? And it is Vyavasthit that is the doer. It is Vyavasthit. This is the evidences of Vyavasthit that made him taste the sweet juice of doership. Make it very clear for him so he will not get disturbed by it and come back into exactness. And so there is the taster of the sweet juice of doership, and then there is the knower. What is happening during the it is the belief that is wrong. There is no illusion of the non-self particles here. It is the illusion is that it is the wrong belief. The illusion is the original wrong belief. I am Sanjay is the beginning of this wrong belief. Is it not at the discharge? In the interaction of the non-self particles of the submolecular level, really there is no issue at all. Supposing we remain in gland, then the charging and discharging will stop. Yes, he says the discharge charging. And then he is saying that supposing we. What is exactly happening when you remain in gnan on the? It is the discharge is happening on its natural. The charge and the discharge, the charge, the mixture and the discharge of the subatomic particles are happening naturally only. Those that have been charged are by force are going to go into the discharging mode. But it is the wrong belief and the ignorance that says that it is happening to me, and therefore the new process of the subtle discharging. In the subtle discharge, the new charging happens that it is happening to me. I am the one who is the doer. And it is that wrong belief that creates the new charging. And that new charging will then give its effect. And at the same time, again, when it discharges, said it is happening. So if one remains in the knowledge of the self, that it is happening, this is simply happening, this is SC is the doer. And then it is discharging, and therefore then there is no new charging to happen, and only that which is discharging will discharge naturally to fall away. And to remain in Gnan means what, says asked Sanjay and Aptaputra, is that to remain in Gnan is to remain in the S capital self and to know and to remain in the non-doer state only. Now Deepak, they are going to call at the end of this particular DVD in the morning of the 29th of November 2009. Now Deepak Bhai is in Surendranagar, has gone to different villages in Gujarat to do satsang where large crowds await him, and we are going to connect with him by phone. There are about, I would say, 700 people here in the hall, the residents of Simandar City, who are going to be given the VD, so that they have the VD of the connection with the Gnani. And so Deepak Bhai is now on the phone, and he's going to do VD for all of us. Jai Sachidananda. Let us do a good VD, he says. Dhatma se chun shuddhatma 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 chun chun shuddhatma 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 Ma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma. Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda. Today is Gnanvidhi. Yesterday there were close to 4,500 people. This evening there is Gnanvidhi in Surendranagar. Nearly. Yes, Sachidananda.